brighten up those already bright mornings.
All right.
Mornings at the cabin.
Mornings at the cabin. Indeed. Wheeler and AJ with you on a Wednesday morning. It's a little chilly this morning. -8 degrees right now. Looking to climb up to +3. But you don't care about that, do you? Do you really care about the weather? No, you care about how we're doing. How are you doing? AJ?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Because I'm a champion.
Why are you a champion?
Oh, I think you know why.
I don't.
I want you to think back to yesterday's show.
Uh-huh.
And what was I doing last night representing an industry?
No doubt. How'd it go?
2-0, baby.
2-0.
Champions.
What was the final score?
2-0.
Oh.
2-0.
That is not how you announce hockey scores.
No? Okay.
No.
Yes.
Is that like a... like an Aussie rules football way to
honestly,
do
dude, I don't know anymore.
Scoring?
I've had so many different ways of saying things in my life that I just don't know if it's Australian, Scottish, Canadian. So I just say things and hope it lands.
14 and down.
Yeah. 14 and down.
You're just down. It doesn't matter what the lower score is.
Scored 14, yep. Then I fell down.
The other people are down. Yeah. Who cares? Testing out some new technology that will become available to you very soon. We've been talking about cameras in the studio. We're testing them today. You won't be able to see, but I'm being recorded right now from a high angle, which shows off my bald spot just a little too much.
You had to start wearing the hat again.
No, that makes it worse.
That makes it worse?
Of course.
Oh, you're one of those.
Your hair doesn't get a chance to breathe.
Oh, my goodness.
It's true.
It's a myth.
Why do you think hockey players are so, like, so many hockey players are going bald? Baseball players, too, because they're wearing hats and helmets all the time.
Yeah, it's just because you're talking about men?
I am talking about men.
Yeah, there's just a very large percentage of men that go bald.
That's true. That is very true. But, I mean, the helmet and the hat have something to do with it because you're rubbing. It's constant rubbing.
Rubbing,
and not getting enough oxygen to your follicles, man.
That's not a plant.
It is a plant. Yeah.
Is it?
Well, kind of. I mean, it grows.
Yeah, but
and if you treat it well, it'll grow better.
You're cleaning it, not watering
it. I'm watering my head.
You're watering it?
Absolutely.
A little fertilizer?
Yeah, absolutely. I take my own poop and rub it on my head. We've gone off track again.
Cabin Radio's morning show podcast. All the best chat, none of the embarrassing mistakes.
This was in the news. Ollie Williams has it for you at cabinradio.ca. Yellowknife, a city that for decades has run on volunteer power, has a new website for people looking to use their time somewhere meaningful. Yes, of course, define meaningful. If meaningful is quality time with a rabbit, boy, is this gig for you.
I think most people would agree with that.
Says Ollie Williams. Avens, the Yellowknife Senior Center, needs a volunteer bunny handler. Top of the list of responsibilities, carry the bunny.
Whoa, wow. You can't just have volunteers handle bunnies.
Why not?
Well, there's a certain level of expertise required, certification.
Is there?
Yeah.
For
bunny
a bunny
handler? Are you kidding me?
Okay.
There, you can drop them.
You could.
They need to be fed.
I mean, it does say experience with taking care of rabbits is preferred. Must be good with animals and people. Can it just be one? That's the description from the website.
Most people are either good at people or just good at with animals.
You must be prepared to replace the bunny's newspaper if it is soiled.
Ooh, gross.
Or if the bunny prefers the Globe and Mail. Zing! Ollie, bazinga!
Oh, you're so witty, Ollie.
Ollie, make sure the rabbit has fresh water and take it on little trips to visit the residents. This is an adorable volunteer opportunity, and I'm sure it's already full.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Now that the story's dropped, it's probably already full. There is a link to the page where you can sign up. I'm sure there's a waiting list on it for like the next 40 years.
I wonder
or
how
so.
That works. First come, first serve, or is it like a bit of a short list? You're like, all right, talk to me about your bunny experience.
This is a family-friendly opportunity suitable for parents with younger children. Individuals are ages 16 plus are also welcome. So no one under the age of 16. Please indicate your interest and experience on volunteer application form here. There's a link there at the Avon Center. So we send the link. We have the link to the yellowknifevolunteers.ca website, which in turn lends you to a link to the avonseniors.com /volunteer application. So,
you ever have any kind of odd pets?
Odd
not that
pet.
A bunny's an
I had
odd
a rat.
Pet, you had a rat?
I had a pet rat.
That's
great.
That's what I would
Instead
classify.
Of, I didn't do a hamster. We had a hamster as a class pet. Pet in when I was in grade 4, Mr. Philpott's class. And she had pups or kits or babies, whatever.
Okay, like and, rat.
No, this is the gerbil or this is the hamster.
Gotcha,
so we had a hamster in grade 4.
Yeah. And then
they had 4 babies.
Okay.
Ate 3 of them. So we came in one day and there were just less babies.
Oh, yeah. that's a tough conversation.
That does happen. That is a tough conversation for a bunch of grade fours. What is that, 10, 11 years old?
Yeah. What did she tell you? They went to a farm or
something? Well, Mr. Philpotts just, I don't think, really said anything. I can't remember. I just remember coming in and being like, oh, there's less babies. What happened to them? Like,
were they given math?
Were they given a good home?
Yeah. 2 + 2 = 4.
And that does often happen with small rodents. They'll eat their young. For a little protein hit, maybe they're getting underfed, or just because they think, I don't have the resources to protect all these kids, so I'm going to eat some of them.
Kind of makes you appreciate your parents.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They had every opportunity.
Every opportunity to eat me, and they didn't. So thank you very much, Mom and Dad. I appreciate you not eating me. So from that, I think I was just like, I want a pet.
I want an edgy hamster.
Yeah, I want an edgy hamster. And
one that could survive in the sewers of New York.
I honestly don't remember how it came about that I got a rat. That's what we went for. Was it JJ Hobbies, which you probably don't remember.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah.
You were here for that?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
yeah. So JJ Hobbies used to be where the...
Stanton Plaza.
No. No.
Yeah, they eventually moved there.
No.
It was originally... I was here for the original one.
No. No.
I mean, technically, yes.
No.
Technically, yes.
No. JJ Hobbies is where the Shoppers Drug Mart is, which used to be the KFC.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That might have been before
Hobbies,
my time.
JJ Hobbies was. Yep. And that's where I got him. And so I got a little rat, named him Ratty because I'm an idiot.
All kids are idiots.
Yeah, all kids are
to
idiots.
To a degree.
To a degree. Absolutely. Most adults, too. But so I had this adorable little rat, and he was so cute. And they're very smart rats. You can train them. I don't think I ever did, but
I mean, I think
I only had him for 6 months. He died of constipation. Around the same time that John Candy died. Good Lord, what a sad time. What a sad time in a young man's life.
Your memory is kind of wild sometimes.
We were out of town, and I came back, and my mother told me that he had passed.
John Candy or the rat?
Well, I knew John Candy had passed.
Oh, okay.
I remember watching John Candy's funeral on TV. That's how affected I was at 11 years old John Candy had passed away.
You were emotionally pretty fragile going into this.
I was 12 years old. He passed in 1994, so I was 12.
Well.
And, I mean, I just love John Candy so much. Anyway, we're getting off topic. Rats
kind
and
of.
Hamsters.
I'd like to think
also
John.
Also bunnies. We'll circle back to the bunnies.
Is keeping an eye on Ratty up,
I hope
upstairs.
So.
You
I
know?
Hope so. So anyway, that's what happened with Ratty. Ratty was a great little rat. So I convinced my class in grade 6, we were getting a class pet. And everyone said hamster. And I said, no, let's do a rat.
Yeah.
Let's do a rat.
Hamster's not going to do weird stuff. A rat will.
A rat does
a rat
do weird stuff.
A rat will survive
so
anything.
We got a rat called King Richard.
Except for constipation, obviously.
We called him King Richard. And I think he was a male, and I don't know that you can fix rats. Anyway, he was wild. But also, don't have a rat or hamsters in a class. It's too much noise. There's
That's
too
weird.
Much going on. Way too much going on. I don't even think classes do this stuff anymore. Like, this is back in the day where you could have a class pet. I don't even think they do it anymore because it's too wild. It's too loud. It's not great for the pet. It's not great for the hamster.
A little unsanitary.
Anyway, I remember King Richard being just awful. And not awful. The rat was great. The kids were awful. And to the point where we eventually took King Richard home. And then that rat also.
Constipation again?
Passed away. I don't remember what happened to that one. So my memory is not too keen on that one. Anyway.
You don't have Metamucil for rats?
You do. You're not supposed to use that stuff.
No,
that's bad for you.
Is it?
Well, because you can get used to it, and then your body's just like, well, where's my Metamucil? I can't do this without Metamucil.
Oh, and then it's just like, well, I better stockpile.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Cool, gross.
Yeah, better stockpile. That is a way to say constipation. But all this to say, kids under 16, maybe don't trust them with your bunny.
Yeah, I think we started on bunny. Yeah.
Right. So we're circling back. Bunny handler at Avens. You need to carry the bunny. Replace newspaper if base of soiled. Sweep up hay and bunny droppings. Discard old water and refill with fresh water. And discard litter and replace with flesh litter.
Don't
take bunny
that.
To go visit with residents. I mean, this just sounds like an adorable volunteer opportunity,
and I
think it would be great. I mean, I bet a bunch of like adults have signed up for this.
Avens?
But this is like this is like something for a kid. This is something for a kid. I feel like this is like if you're 16 or 17 or whatever, this is something you could do to fill up your calm hours and things like that. If they have calm hours anymore, career and life management hours is probably called something else.
Just seems pretty low maintenance. I feel like the residents of Avens would enjoy something like this.
I mean,
right?
They may have tried this, but maybe they haven't done it.
They're like, we're on our fourth bunny. We need to make some changes.
But all this is all to direct people to the new website, which is volunteers, yellknifevolunteers.ca. Other opportunities include coaching Special Olympics athletes.
Actually, I thought about that.
Right?
Looks pretty fun.
Yeah, I think you'd be great at that.
Yeah, thanks.
You'd be awesome at that. Helping out at the Spring Carnival, scanning tickets at NAC, please. Or becoming what is termed a basic searcher for the local search and rescue group. Very good.
I've had friends who did that.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting, actually.
I bet.
You do the training, and then you just get a call up one day if there's a search and rescue party, and you just hop on the plane, and you basically walk around, like strategically, but you just walk around and see if you can find said person.
Very cool. Yeah. Yellow Knife Volunteers Amanda Herbert said the website was launched at the start of the month to serve the city alongside Bechicon and Dilo and Detta. It's free to post a listing and free to use if you're looking for somewhere to donate your time. This is National Volunteer Week. There you go. You can follow Yellow Knife Volunteers on Facebook as well. So check that out. But yellowknifevolunteers.ca is where you want to go. Find a job. Find a volunteer. You can advertise. Got some information about them. But Bunny Handler popped right out because, I mean, that's adorable.
That's it's a no-brainer.
But some really great volunteer opportunities if you are looking to volunteer, help out in the city. Or if you're new to the city, looking to help some people out and meet some people, there you go.
Y'all Knife Volunteers.
Don't use it as a dating service, please. Just go and meet people.
Everything's a dating service in a small
town,
my man.
Everything is a dating service. Everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
I'd like to carry this bunny. Look at me. I'm carrying a bunny. And that's going to be the dude's Tinder picture.
Well, as long as it replaces him holding a fish, he'll be fine.
Holding a fish or leaning up against a prop plane, a bush plane.
I'm sorry if we've exposed you, but
what?
It's true.
That's right. It's
but
true.
It's true.
Every Tinder shot is a guy leaning up against a plane or holding a fish or stroking a bunny.
So I'm told.
The Cabin Radio app is out now. Get it on Android or iPhone and take the cabin wherever you go.
Wheeler and Lecter, not Lecter, AJ with you. Good Lord, they look so alike. Have you ever noticed that? Just for a second, he's not listening.
You dropped that yesterday, too.
Did I do that?
And oh, I was like, God. Oh, yeah, he said Lecter.
I think I said Monday yesterday, too. I'm an idiot. Just a second. AJ's not listening. They look so much alike. I know. It's like, what's one of those things where like all white people look alike, but I don't want to sound like that. But all white people look alike.
What are you saying?
What? There? Nothing. Cabin Radio News, cabinradio.ca. Mornings in the Cabin. Download the app if you haven't already. Chances are you're listening on it, so I don't know what I'm talking about. Time to toot our own horn a little bit. Cabin Radio has been shortlisted twice for National Journalism Awards. Now, we're not really tooting our own horn because AJ and I are not on the Cabin Radio news team.
Nope.
And I will say this time and time again. I am not a news person. So when I express my opinion on this show, it's not the news, as so many people have accused us of. Like, we're listen to Mornings in the Cabin, they go, you guys have a bias. And it's like, yes, I do, because I am a human person with thoughts and feelings and emotions and opinions, and I am not the news. I am not reporting the news, and you would not want me to. You want our news team to do that work because they're so damn good at it.
Yeah, and they're not humans with emotions or feelings.
Yeah, but they can't express their opinions within the news. They are news robots. Well, I mean, they might as well be, because that's how damn hard they work. And, not might as well be robots. Our news team works pretty damn hard.
They do.
And
above
and they
beyond.
Do incredible work. And Cabin Radio has been shortlisted in two categories at the Canadian Association of Journalists Awards for work completed in 2023, yeah. I should say. For the second year in a row, Cabin Radio is shortlisted in the National Daily Excellence category, this time for its coverage of NWT's wildfires and evacuations. Last year, we were shortlisted for the royal visit to Detta. This feels like a more important story. The coverage that our news team did throughout the evacuation has been lauded near and far, internationally, nationally, locally, of course, and we received plenty of emails and messages of support to our emails, obviously, but about our news team and all the coverage they did. They worked tirelessly during an incredibly stressful time in order to bring you the latest of the latest information, the latest anything that they could bring you in order to give you everything you needed to know while you were away from home for 3 weeks during the summer. Will it happen again this year? That remains to be seen. But you can be sure, and if it does happen, we will be there again. And, I mean, these folks, again, work tirelessly. And, you know, it takes a toll on their mental health. It takes a toll on their physical health. It takes a toll on them in any number of ways. And they did it because they believe that getting the information, the right information and well-researched information to people in times of stress and in times of peril is to be the number one job.
I haven't asked them, but I would like to ask our news team if they felt that it helped a little bit mental health wise to be reporting on it constantly. Because I think that
I think not knowing
what's going on would be worse.
Would be worse,
right?
Right. But I think you're absolutely right. And I think some of them have even said that, like, it gives them something to do.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think one of the stresses was like getting a peek behind the curtain and being like, oh, we don't really have a plan, and there doesn't seem to be, you know, much in the way of, you know, support and things like that. So,
and I know they struggled,
but I can't speak to them. All I will say is that they did an incredible job in the face of something completely overwhelming and complex, and they deserve to be lauded and they deserve to be recognized. And I hope this is my opinion, and it's very biased towards this company that I partly own, that we get nationally recognized at the Canadian Association of Journalists Awards for the work that was done during the evacuations. And if it didn't lessen their stress, it lessened people's stress. It 100%. Lessened our listeners' stress and our readers' stress to know what was going on, and also to feel that they weren't, even if there was some opinion or some semblance of, you know, fear within these stories, being like, doesn't really seem like they know what's going on. That still would help some people. It obviously stresses them out, but it helps them to realize that, oh, they're not alone. I'm not crazy in thinking that this is all a little strange and this is all a little crazy.
Yeah,
that this is going on.
I've talked to Ollie about it, and the way that he looks at it is, we in that situation, we're not talking to the world. We're talking to the residents of Yellowknife, Fort Smith, Hay River. Any of the groups that were evacuated, that's the audience we're talking to. And we're talking to them as community members.
Yeah.
So yeah, there is a small difference. Obviously we don't want to insert bias, but when you take the facts and there's things not in place when there should be, those are facts, and you know, and it's frustration. And frankly, that's a fact too. It is frustrating. Even the government, even the people who were in charge of making sure this goes smoother are frustrated, and they're also evacuated. So yeah, kind of a interesting situation. But I had my my brother's friend send him a text and said, "Hey, your brother's company, Cam Radio, is on the news right now."
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So internationally, and we actually got that too. That was cool. Emails being like, "Hey, I'm in, you know, Bulgaria.
Yeah.
And my son lives in Yellowknife. Thank you so much for telling me that everything is maybe not okay, but at least I know what's going on, and I know he's safe, and I know that there's something of a plan coming," and blah 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 blah.
So, absolutely,
yeah.
And so, that's a huge accomplishment from our team. So we would be remiss in not mentioning, of course, Katrin Pilkington, who is now the CBC in UConn, is shortlisted in the Freedom of Information category for her reporting on the status of women council of the NWT,
which is a very good article.
Very like, if you haven't
read
article,
it, go there's back
a
and
link.
Read it.
Yeah, there's a link to it. What happened to the NWT's status of Women Council is the story. There's a link to it in the story about the National Journalism Awards. Also a link to that coverage of the royal visit in Detta. There you go. So you can read those stories again, and obviously our coverage you probably know about. So of the evacuations, winners will be announced at a Toronto ceremony, June 1st. Pilkington's work is shortlisted along contributions from the Globe and Mail, CBC News Toronto, Journal de Montréal, and the Narwhal. So, I mean, right in line with some pretty heavy hitters.
It's always cool when we get nominated for this stuff, because that's usually the lineup. These are like massive national news organizations.
And our wildfire coverage shortlisted for Daily Excellence alongside the Hamilton Spectator and three CBC news entries from Toronto, Montreal, and Manitoba. So again, up against some big stuff.
The public broadcast.
Absolutely. The full shortlists are available at the CAJ's website. Link in the article. Cabin Radio will also deliver a keynote speech at this year's CAJ conference discussing how last year's wildfires and evacuations were covered, as well as the future of news in Canada. Now, Ollie's already asked me to do this keynote speech, and I had to respectfully decline. I can't be there for that.
Oh,
I'm just going to be too busy. Ollie, how about you do it?
Whoa, he's doing the keynote speech.
Okay, I'm going to humbly step
aside. But Emily will also be there. So she'll be representing.
I will humbly step aside and allow Emily and Ollie to do that.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I was looking forward to your speech.
It's fine. You know, I can't be everywhere at once. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm stretched thin.
It would have added a little extra flair if you had done it. It would have been funnier.
I don't know. Ollie's pretty funny.
He's a pretty funny guy.
When he's MC and giving,
but I think
speeches.
It would have been funnier in a different way.
It would have been like, what the hell is this guy doing? It wouldn't have been funny, haha. It would have been funny, strange.
Yeah, you're like,
Who is this person?
This is the guy they chose, huh?
This is the guy they chose. This person is obviously not a journalist, has no idea what journalism is, and here he is doing the keynote speech.
Still, it would have been awesome.
Pretty great. Cabinradio.ca for that full story. It's short, but it's got some great links to the representative articles, and you can go check that out right now. So congratulations to our news team and the amount of the incredible work that they do. And it's an honor to be working alongside them, and to have their work recognized is very, very cool. So go to cabinradio.ca and read up on that.
Mornings at the Cabin. Highlight reel.
Wheeler and AJ with you on your Wednesday morning, dealing with what we like to call growing pains.
Yes.
We're trying to grow a little bit, and technology flusterates us sometimes. What are you going to do?
Well, there's no like stock standard recipe for some of this stuff. It's all very custom.
It's very true.
Yeah, it's kind of tricky to deal with, but we're dealing with it. It's all in the name of growth.
And progress.
And progress. And when it's all working well, I think we'll be able to deliver something pretty cool to everyone.
I hope so.
That's the plan.
That is the plan. Plans, you know, it's God laughing while you make plans. Hockey.
Okay, we're going to stay pretty broad with it.
Absolutely. Well, the playoffs are starting this weekend.
Oh.
So, I mean, the regular season is nigh but over. I think the last games are tonight, and everything's, I think, pretty much locked in. All the teams have made the play that are going to make the playoffs have made the playoffs. I think there might be some matchups to determine, but I'm not totally sure, because the last little bit of the Eastern Conference playoff picture was very, very tight. But the Washington Capitals squoke in last night.
Ooh.
After a really poor decision by the Flyers to pull their goalie with 3 minutes left in a 1-1 game. You could serve Tortorella his walking papers anytime now, Philadelphia.
How many teams does he coach for now?
Who cares?
Like seven?
Like, he's got a cup. Like, that's, I mean, you can lean on that forever. He got a cup 20 years ago. Yeah. Lean on that forever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's not 20 years ago anymore. And, like, the guys gave up on them, like, in the second half of the season. They lost, like, 8 in a row to going into this stretch trying to get into the playoffs. And they missed the playoffs. And they missed the playoffs because that 8 games in a row.
Well, had
they
pulled out feathers.
Literally. If they pulled out one win in that 8-game stretch, they would be in the playoffs, which is insane.
Yeah, that's not great.
That's how important all those games are, and that's how important it is not to, you know, bench your captain for 3 or 4 games and then talk absolute smack about your entire team to the national media at every chance you get, because you love a soundbite. You just love a soundbite.
Okay.
Anyway.
This is good. No, this is good takeaways.
But the Canucks, the Canadian team's doing very well. Like, it's a very, like, I mean, you know, Canadian teams make the playoffs, and you're kind of like, but legitimate threats to make a deep run in the playoffs this year are the Vancouver Canucks, the Winnipeg Jets, and the Edmonton Oilers. I know Maple Leafs fans are like out there going, what about the Maple Leafs? It's like, what about the Maple Leafs? They're facing Boston. They're going to lose in 6 games, probably.
No. Well, and it seems like a Canadian team thing to be a threat going into the playoffs and then just, I don't know, pack it in later on.
I mean,
I'm glad the Canucks are in. That's exciting news.
Canadian teams have not won a Stanley Cup since 1993. We all know this.
Yeah, I mean, like, but the Oilers, I mean, they've been a threat.
They've been a threat for a few years.
Good day, they're the best team.
They made
in the
to
league.
The Western Conference Finals 2 years ago.
Yeah,
right.
Like,
so
they,
I mean,
and they just and they can't do it in the playoffs. I mean, the Maple Leafs. My goodness, that
the Maple
is
Leafs
just
can't do anything.
Anything in the league, especially in the playoffs. Yeah. And then the Canucks, we haven't been here since like what, 2011.
Well, they haven't. I mean, they've been to the playoffs, I think.
But I mean, we haven't had this kind of.
They haven't. There's not been a team in the Canadian team in the finals since 2011.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
We're champing at the bit every time we come around to this time of year, if you're a hockey fan. And yeah, so I mean, some legitimate contenders in here, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, Montreal, Ottawa, and Calgary did not make the playoffs. Did not do well at all.
Nope.
Like, the Flames flamed out probably a quarter of the way through the season. No one expected Montreal to make the playoffs. I think Ottawa is probably the biggest disappointment with any of the Canadian teams because I think they were expected to do a little something, and they came out of the gate sluggish, and they never really picked it up and finished pretty poorly during the season. They got all these young guns. They picked up some people, and it just did not work out.
I'm not a huge hockey. Like, I don't watch a lot of hockey. When it's on, I love watching it. But I don't go to it.
As evidenced by the fact that you said the score of the MLA media hockey game was 2-0.
If you were to write it down,
2-0.
2-0.
2-0. Okay. To love. Absolutely.
I do like that.
2-0.
We'll squash tennis 2-0. Reference.
2-0.
2-0.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, I haven't really been keeping up. But I am a Canucks fan. If I had to choose a team, I've been, you know.
Ew.
Some guy when I was younger gave me a Canucks jacket when I first moved to Yellowknife.
That's all it takes. So I was like, honestly, it's all it
cool.
takes when you're a kid.
This is it.
This is cool. I love this. I had one of those satin Montreal jackets from back in the day, one of those satins.
Oh.
And then I had one of the starter jackets with the pocket in the front.
Sweet.
I was Montreal all the way. Yeah. All the way.
Yeah, yeah.
All the way.
Whatever jacket you're given as a child.
That's true.
That's your team.
That's absolutely right.
That's the ritual
right.
in
could
Canada.
Be, could be any team whatsoever. I still love the Atlanta Thrashers. When are they coming back? It's going to happen at some point. So, bracket's not totally set just yet. Not totally set. Washington Capitals nab the last Eastern Conference wild card spots. But it looks like, so right now, it's the Canucks cinched up the Pacific Division. And they could take on the Knights or the Kings. Depending on what happens tonight.
Okay. I hear the Kings are not too bad these
days. Kings are not too bad. Dallas Stars are, whoever gets the wild card will square off with that last wild card spot will square off against the Dallas Stars. Edmonton Oilers will face number 3 spot in round 1, and that's yet to be determined between the Knights and the Kings, apparently, according to ESPN United Kingdom.
It's such a reset, though, when they go into the playoffs, though.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, you could be the number 1 team in the league.
Yep.
You go into the playoffs, it's a reset. It
happens every year.
Exactly. You're just starting from the bottom.
The last President's Trophy winner, which is the best team in the regular season to win a Stanley Cup, I think. Oh, it might have been the Avalanche.
Oh, yeah. Somewhat recently.
Yeah. But, I mean, that was the first time in a while.
Yeah.
So it doesn't often happen.
No. It is a total reset. The bottom seed team going into the playoffs could have.
Well, and this is, I mean, a lot of people want the playoffs to go back to the old format, which is 1-8. That way you don't get two, like, really top teams in the first round, right? You get 1-8, 2-7, 3-6, 4-5.
Oh, that makes sense to me.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I mean, that does make sense. It happened that way for the longest time. And it's they changed it to all this wild card stuff. And, you know, it's just kind of.
Yeah, explain this to me. This came up last night.
Chicago Blackhawks 2012-2013 were the last President's Trophy winning team to win the Stanley
2013,
Cup. Before that, 2008, the Detroit Red Wings. Before that, the 2002 Red Wings. It doesn't happen very often.
No, and you'd think it would happen a lot more often.
Well, you think it would?
The two-line rule.
Yeah.
What? Explain the difference. So now they have just offsides.
Yes.
But there used to be a two-line rule?
Well, they eliminated the red line. Right, so now you couldn't what you couldn't do. You couldn't pass it across two lines.
Gotcha. Okay.
Right or something. You know what? This is where Lecter needs to be here. But they eliminated the red line, so if you pass it across these two lines, you wouldn't. It would be offside, but now you can. So the red line is there to demark the halfway point of the ice, and obviously where you put the face off in the beginning of the period.
Yep.
But it's not technically there as a line.
Gotcha. I did my first face-off last night.
Oh, there you go. How'd it go?
I didn't win a face-off for probably 3 or 4.
Yeah.
But then I started winning them. I won 2.
Did you do the thing where you turn your body around and then push it back?
No, I don't. I'm not maneuverable enough on skates.
You got to put your butt into someone's lunch pail.
I mean, I started doing NHL.
Yeah. HL. Oh, that's the best. Yeah. That's how face-off should
be. Just chaos.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love it. So the NHL playoffs starting this weekend, and I think it's this weekend, Monday, maybe, Sunday, I can't remember. We're bad at this. This is why we should still have a sports podcast.
We don't want to have lazy listeners. We've got to give them a little homework to
Absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely. Yeah. Go out there and I do know this. Canadian teams are in the hunt, and very much in the hunt. It's not like someone just backed their way into the playoffs like Montreal in 2021, who was like, probably shouldn't have been there, but then went all the way to the Stanley Cup final. So you never know what's going to happen. Although we do know this, the Maple Leafs will likely not make it out of the first round.
Yeah, statistically, yes.
Yeah, statistically, they're terrible.
Yeah.
Go that'll do it for Cabin Radio, for Mornings at the Cabin for this morning. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Have yourselves a wonderful day. We'll talk to you tomorrow from everyone here at Mornings at the Cabin, everyone here at Cabin Radio. We promise we'll do better next time.
Thanks for listening. Mornings at the Cabin is back from 7 till 9 every weekday on Cabin Radio.